भगवद्गीता 4.22 यदृच्छालाभ संतुष्टो द्वंद्वातीतो विमत्सरः समः सिद्धावसिद्धौ च कृत्वापि न निबध्यते। यदृच्छा लाभ संतुष्टो, यदृच्छा मीन्स वॉट एवर कम्स बाय इटसेल्फ विदाउट एनी एक्स्ट्रा एंडेवर। लाभ It is gain, santushto. That means being satisfied with whatever one gets by the arrangement of providence. Dvandva atito vimatsarha. Dvandva atita. Dvandva is duality. Happiness, distress, success, failure, honor, dishonor. These are all dvandva atita. One who has gone beyond these. Dvandvatito vimatsaraha. And non-envious. Now when we are within the dualities, then we feel envious of those who are situated better than us. So if I am not so wealthy and somebody is wealthy, then I feel envious. Samaha siddhava siddhaucha. So the transcendentalist is not envious, and whatever one gets, success or failure, samaha siddha or siddhaucha, krutva api, krutva means to do action. Even after doing action, api na nibadhyate, which a person does not become bound. So essentially, this verse is stating that one will not become bound if one's consciousness is right. And in that sense, this verse is continuing the theme of action without reaction, how that can be done. The previous verse has stated, Shariram kevalam karma kurvannapnoti kilvisham Shariram kevalam karma. Acting only for the sake of maintaining the body. That similar theme of simplicity in living is indicated over here. Adruchalabha santushto. By whatever gain one gets, by the will of providence. Now, we wonder, is this practical? And for that matter, was this practice even by Arjuna? If Arjuna had to be satisfied with Yadrucha Labha Santushto, then shouldn't he have stayed in the forest itself thinking that if it is the will of Providence, Providence will give us the kingdom. If Providence doesn't give us the kingdom, if we are not getting a kingdom, then there is no need to fight. We should accept the will of Providence, which is that we should stay in the forest. Now, Arjuna did not do that. And Krishna also repeatedly urges Arjuna to do his duty for regaining the kingdom which they had lost, which rightfully belonged to them. So, scripture's principles cannot be simplistically divorced from the social context in which their practicality is demonstrated. And then they have to be translated into our social context so that we can understand their practicability now. So, Arjuna, when it is said, Yadrucha Labha Santushto, that be satisfied with whatever comes of one's accord, that does not mean that we leave our duties to some fate's accord. We have to do our duty very diligently. So Arjuna as a warrior, as a martial guardian of society, had a duty to protect the citizens. And he did that duty diligently. Now along with that, or while doing that, what results come, that Arjuna will not be attached to. Now of course, when even an honorable Kshatriya is either hurt physically and need some relief, or is doing his duty to prevent those who are connected with him from getting hurt. That means including not just family members, but even the society at large. Of course, the kingdom's citizens especially, for the king is considered the father of all the citizens of the society.
So it is the king's duty to protect the citizens and to be assertive in executing that duty, even to the extent of fighting when it is required.
So yadrucha labha santushto does not mean passivity with respect to one's duties. It refers to detachment from unnecessary desires. Duty is necessary as a part of one's contribution to society. And what will be the exact conception of duty? What will be the definition of success within one's conception of duty? That can vary from person to person. So Arjuna, he is yadrucha labha santushto. Krishna is telling him that means that don't bother too much about this permutation and that combination. Know that if you do your duty as a Kshatriya warrior, whatever result you get, you may get a kingdom, you may not get a kingdom. You may have to fight against your warrior, against your relatives. You may have to fight against people whom you hate and against whom you like to fight. Whatever it is, yadrucha labha santushto. That means do your duty, whatever be the situation, circumstance, providence has put you in. Dvandvatito vimatsarha, dvandvatito. And go beyond consideration of success and failure. Sukhe dukhe same kritva labha labhav jaya jayam tato yuddha yujyasva naivam papam avapsisi. Krishna gives instruction of going beyond duality or seeing duality equally for the first time in 2.38. And after that, he's continuing to give this again and again. And this really demonstrates the profoundly dramatic or profoundly paradoxical message of the Bhagavad Gita. Because now war is the place where duality is emphasized the most. Now, victory is what is desired and defeat is what is loathed, is dreaded. Because defeat would usually mean death, and often a painful death if one becomes captured by a brutal enemy. So the Gita is stating that one can be samaha siddhava siddhavcha, that one can be equipoised amidst happiness and distress, amidst success and failure. That indicates how profound the Gita's message is, that once we get a spiritual connection, an inner connection at a spiritual level with Krishna, then that connection is so solacing, so strengthening, so uplifting, that the gravest of dualities or the grimmest of dualities, the most emotion inducing of dualities in material existence, which usually happen at the kind of at time of war. And of course, we don't often see war life, you know. Synthetic version of war is often seen in sports, where two competitors, whether they be two players or two teams, fight against each other, and emotions run high. So, just as playing a game, being oblivious to success or failure seems quite difficult. So it is with war. But just as we may understand that if a player deeply loves the game, then that person plays out of love for the game. And certainly, it's not that the person is indifferent to winning the game. The person is definitely concerned about offering the best performance and thereby winning. So it is not that Arjuna as a Kshatriya is unconcerned about the result of the fight. And that's certainly not what Krishna wants Arjuna to do. But
his primary purpose in fighting is not winning. His primary purpose is to see, is seeing that activity of fighting as an expression of his love, not just his Kshatriya love for fighting itself, as it might be for a cricketer's love for cricket, but as a soul's love for service to his beloved, for loving service to his beloved, that is Krishna. So seeing in this way, if one works, then krutva api nanibadhyate. Even if a person acts, that person will not be bound by anything in material existence.